It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's today, April 1st, April Fool's Day. But this is no April Fool's joke, folks. This is a real podcast. Why would anyone joke about something like that? All right, folks. Well, I did an episode last night, and so this is some, you know, not a lot happened in sports between last night and now. But there was some stuff I wasn't even able to get to last night because there was so much going on. It was my birthday. I had a lot of calls. I fell behind. By the time I ended up doing the end of that episode, it had been a long day full of celebration and medicine. So I have some leftover stuff from yesterday, some announcements in the sports world that I want to get to. But before I do that, as always now, I'm going to give you a fake sports highlight. So by now I should have some music underneath this fake sports highlight segment, where we take games that were canceled and tell you what the highlight would have been if those games were played. So today's fake highlight is from last night's Knicks-Grizzlies game, where R.J. Barrett had a coming out party, scoring a career-high 44 points as the Knicks defeated the Memphis Grizzlies in a very exciting 136-132 game. 136-132 is a score. Ja Morant scored 40 points. But the big story of the game was at the end when R.J. Barrett apparently did not notice James Dolan trying to give him a high five on his way off the court. Well, Dolan was apparently pretty upset about that, and R.J. Barrett has been suspended for the rest of the imaginary season. So, there's your fake sports highlight of the day. There's a greater than 0% chance that that actually could have happened if we had been playing sports now. All right, now, because it is April, and this is a once-a-century opportunity, it is the month of April in the year 2020. So for this entire month, on your checks that you don't write anymore, you'll be writing 420 for the month, although I guess people put the date too. All right, I guess you won't be doing that on your checks. I'm getting laughed at. It's nice that we have some audience here. It's just my wife laughing at me. Wherever you're going to write the month and the year, I guess no one really writes that, do they? We're all realizing this together. Anyway, it's 420 all month long, and so each day we're going to be picking out an athlete who has a special relationship with marijuana, and we're going to explore that a little bit. Now, today's is one of my favorite players, Randy Gregory, a guy who was a transfer, came to Nebraska, probably the last good pass rusher they had in Nebraska. Unfortunately, he's been suspended two or three times by the NFL for marijuana infractions. This guy's probably lost millions of dollars, lost 20, 30 games, and now it's not in the collective bargaining agreement anymore. They're not testing for it anymore. So he can just smoke forever now. And he's back in the league on the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully they're going to get him up and playing again. But he's what I would call a casualty of the drug war. Now, in the NFL's defense, anyone who fails a drug test in the NFL failed it in a three-month period of time that they test in. Then if you fail it, then they could test you forever. But if you can't take those 3 months off, and I'm not saying I could, then maybe you deserve what you get. But Randy Gregory, Dallas Cowboys defensive end, I'm predicting if they play this year, he's going to be playing and playing well, because he's on the green again, and it's all right. So that's your 420 athlete of the day. I wonder if I can get any reggae music under there. I know a lot of this show is me talking about what effects I might get under there, but too bad. Boy, we have a lot today before I even get to just kind of extemporaneously talking about some of the stories. We also have our contest to mention, which is the Sports Dump Mr. Irrelevant contest. All you have to do is follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show on Twitter and say, my Mr. Irrelevant pick is, and then whoever that pick is going to be. If someone actually gets the last pick of the draft correct, we're going to send you a whole bunch of Sports Dump prizes, which includes a wristband, a headband, and some stickers. and maybe some other stuff. But, you know, it's free. So, if you want to participate in that contest, go to Sports Stump Show on Twitter and just say, my Mr. Irrelevant is... It's already set up for you to say your Mr. Irrelevant is me. I can see that coming. But try to pick an actual player who could be drafted, and you could be a big winner or an irrelevant winner, either one. All right, now there we go. It's time for us to get into some of the sports. Now, as you know, the sports world's been touched by the coronavirus. Some of the teams have even had players. Of course, Rudy Gobert was the first to declare himself coronavirus-y. But the Nets had a couple players a few weeks ago. But now the Nets have all been tested, and the entire team is symptom-free from the coronavirus. So now the only virus they have to worry about is Kyrie Irving in the locker room. Funny because it's true, folks. Or just true because it's true. Either way, that is a team I'm looking forward to watching when they eventually start playing. And that's, I'm just going to off-topic say, that's something that kind of disappoints me because we had some really great storylines in the NBA for the first time in a while. Now, Toronto was a big surprise last year, but 2 years ago, we could have had the finals canceled and we would have been like, fine, Golden State wins. This year, no clue who was going to win. It was very exciting. This year's NCAA tournament, not even a close leader to be the number one team. There were 20 teams that could have won that. Would have been a very exciting tournament, at least theoretically. Could have been all chalk once it turned out. But, I mean, it's sad that we're missing sports anyway, but it seemed to me that the basketball seasons in particular were going to provide a lot of drama this year, and we were robbed of that. There were a lot of other years it would have been a lot better to cancel the season because we already knew who was going to win. Also, stuff like Wimbledon being canceled. This is the list of things today of news. You know, Wimbledon canceled. A lot of soccer tournaments canceled. I feel bad for Serena Williams and Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal because those folks, they maybe had one more chance this year. That's gone too. Now, some other news. The NCAA extended eligibility for spring sports. Now, it turns out that's not a big deal because most of those are not scholarship players, and they're just pushing that off for a year. The NFL has extended the playoffs because the NFL is never going to not add games. So next collective bargaining agreement, when they say, maybe we'll add games, maybe not, we'll just put it in here, they're going to add the games. So if the NFL Players Association can figure out that when they say we may do this, it means they will, then you can negotiate a little bit better on that. But that'll be in 10 years since you signed that massive mistake of a deal. Some other news, Tom Brady pitched himself to Tampa Bay. Now, how sad is that for the greatest quarterback in the history of the game to actually have to sell himself to one of the most pitiful franchises in the history of sports? A team that, in their initial season, when John McKay, the coach, was asked, what do you think about your team's execution? He said, I'm for it. Yeah, that's a true story. Funny coach. That was the NFL's first winless team, perhaps, or maybe they won one game. Point is, that's where we were with Tom Brady. If you go back a couple days, maybe a week or so, we had a secret recording of Tom Brady figuring out he was going to play at Tampa Bay. I didn't realize how accurate it was when we did it, but go back and listen, and you'll see that Tom Brady didn't have much choice when he pitched himself to Tampa Bay. Also, this is how little news there is. I want to know how much money he paid for number 12. He paid, is it Curtis Goodwin? A receiver who wore number 12, named Goodwin. I'll say Curtis. Now wears number 14 because Brady bought, I assume, number 12. If he didn't buy it, Goodwin, you made a big mistake. So the over-under on that, I'm going to say, what do you think? Probably gave him a truck or something. That's always seems to be the price. Is like, oh, I'll give you a truck. And you think, a truck, whatever. But that's probably $75,000 because he gave him a setup truck. So I think that's fair for a number. The days coming up will let us know whether or not that really happened. I'm sure everyone's going to be like, no, I just gave it to him. But if you see Mr. Goodwin in a new truck, you'll know where it came from. A couple other news items. Oh, yeah. We have one more segment coming up in a minute, folks. But Dr. Andrews has announced no more Tommy John surgery. Now that he did the two Tommy John surgeries he had scheduled, he's not scheduling anymore until this virus is over, which is fine. Pitchers should not be throwing so hard that they blow out their arms at this point. If you are, what are you doing? And we've got a preview, folks. Well, everyone's got a preview. ESPN is now, in an effort to keep us in our houses, releasing the Michael Jordan documentary 2 months earlier than it was supposed to come out. Now, a lot of you folks may already be on the documentary kind of circuit that's going around. Tiger King, of course, we just finished that last night. And a few weeks earlier, the big thing was the McMillions documentary about the guy who cheated the Monopoly game. Both of these were good documentaries, but both of them could have easily been one episode shorter, potentially even two episodes shorter, and been a great documentary. But, and I don't understand this from Netflix, you don't have a limit. Like, you could do a four-episode thing. You could do a three-episode thing. Yeah, you could do a seven-episode thing, but just because you have that much footage doesn't mean you have to put it in. Long time ago, the first show I worked at Second City, the director, the most important lesson he taught me, edit. He cut everything down, and by the end of it, we all got our stuff in the show. So, edit these documentaries. Now, the Jordan one, that's 10 episodes. Will I ask for a not? Will I think it has been too long when it's over? Probably not, because Michael Jordan, I could probably, even though I'm not a big fan of him and his teams, as a player, I could watch that guy forever. So I am looking forward to that. I'm sure you are too. But I'm cautious that we will be watching an 8-part documentary in 10 parts. So we'll see when that all comes out. Did I get everything today? Let's see. We went through some of those news stories. Oh, Zoom. I like to check out what the other sports media is doing. And by the way, I know our price was $1 million a few weeks ago. We are lowering our price to $500,000 because of the economy. I know a lot of big sports websites sold for hundreds of millions of dollars right before this whole pandemic hit. Sorry to the people who bought those sports websites right before sports stopped. But we are lowering our price to $500,000. And if you listen, you'll notice we've been doing content without sports, even when there was sports going on. So that's just a little gift out there to any of our investor-type listeners who maybe were preparing a million-dollar offer. Now you can turn that other half mil into my salary for the first year. Okay. We got our 420 athlete of the day. We did our fake highlight. We got our Mr. Irrelevant contest. Just one more thing for you folks. It's a mock draft update. Now, this is a real departure, ladies and gentlemen. This is not even about football at all. This is about two mock drafts I did a couple days ago for baseball. Now, that's where we're at. I'm doing baseball mock drafts. I have not played baseball fantasy in 10 years, maybe 8 years. Now, if you want to win your baseball fantasy league, it's very easy to do. You simply need to devote 2 hours a day to baseball for 180 days. Now, that's a lot of work for a fantasy baseball league. But I'll give you another short tip, and I determined it during my draft. This is very easy, folks. You want to win your fantasy league? Don't draft any starting pitchers. Zero until like the last, unless somebody is there who's like 5 rounds ahead of where he should be or behind where he should be, then you take a guy like that. But if you want to win your league, load up on hitters and closers. Hitters and closers. For some reason, they still use the save category in fantasy, even though it's been proven to be kind of arbitrary. But those are the rules. Load up on high strikeout, low ERA closers, and hitters. That's, you're going to win your league almost every time. Because people are, every draft pick of a starting pitcher in the first 12 rounds is a wasted pick. There you go. That's a little tip for you. That was today's off-topic mock draft update. Getting away from football. But a reminder, we will have our full 7-round mock draft coming out soon. A lot of mock experts are doing many, many mock drafts. This mock draft expert is such a mock draft expert, He's just going to do one. So we'll let you know when that comes out. I don't know what you'll do with it. Like, what's even the good of me doing one? It's just less than the other people are doing. That's the good of it. All right, folks, this episode comes right on the tail of my one last night. So if this wasn't enough for you, just go back and listen to what last night was. It's kind of a continuation. And we'll be back tomorrow. And again, I want to say my other podcast every day this month is putting out content, including weekend days. That's the At the Doobies podcast with Spliffkel and Ebert. You can find that on Podbean. It's At the Doobies on iTunes or Spotify. And we are At the Doobies on Twitter for all that information. So there'll be tips for 420 enthusiasts, young and old. Well, not young, but new and experienced, I should say. And yeah, listen for that. I'll give you a clue. The first of the 420 tips, moderation is the key. I know. Crazy. All right. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.